USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts swears in senators as jurors for the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
The senators, then in groups of four, also signed a special impeachment oath book. The North American trade deal is headed to President Trump's desk following a final pass by the Senate. The vote was 89 to 10. The USMCA has strong bipartisan support in both the Senate and House. It was approved in the House right before Christmas. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 267 points to finish at 29,297. This is USA Radio News.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is taking action ahead of a gun rights rally. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam issuing a state of emergency as he says some people coming to the state capitol there for a gun rights rally next week do not have good intentions. The state of emergency declaration says there is credible intelligence regarding the Monday events and that some people have plans for inciting violence, rioting, and insurrection. The order is to stay active until Tuesday afternoon.
There will soon be commemorative coins honoring former President George H.W. Bush and his wife, Barbara. The former commander-in-chief's image will be on the presidential dollar coins for 1 year. Mrs. Bush's image will be on bullion coins. New York Mets manager Carlos Beltran is stepping down after being involved in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is facing some backlash over the fact that there were some commemorative pens with her name inscribed on them that were used to sign the resolution to transmit two articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for a trial. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas tells Fox News,
I think it speaks to the bigger point about just how partisan the House has acted over the last 4 months in pursuing the president for at least the third, maybe the fourth time, depending on how you define it, to impeach him, which started on the very first day he was sworn into office. And ultimately, no matter what the allegations are,
President Trump is marking Religious Freedom Day by signing an executive order expanding constitutional prayer in public schools. Stephen Strang is author of the book God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, Why He Must Win and What's at Stake for Christians If He Loses. Regarding prayer in school, he tells Fox News,
well, you know, the joke is that as long as there's exams, there'll be prayer in school.
You're right.
But it's our constitutional right. We have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and there's been a hostile view in our culture of religion, and evangelical Christians have felt this, and Donald Trump is doing some things to reverse that, and we appreciate it.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.